Let's continue talking baseball. We are very happy right now to be joined by Dan Fitzgerald. He is the manager for the Kansas Jayhawks. They look to head to the NCAA tournament. They play Creighton coming up this weekend in Fayetteville. Dan, happy to have you join us today.
It's good to be on with you, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Dan, what was it like to hear your team's name called that you guys were going to get a chance to advance your season?
Well, it was really special. You know, this has been such an awesome journey for us the past 3 years, and so many people have given just massive, massive blood, sweat, tears into us being to where we are right now. So I think to be able to celebrate it with our administration and our players and my staff and all the people who support our program was a really, really special moment.
Dan, I'm looking at your career, and we talked about this a little bit the last time you were on here, but in all of this, have you allowed yourself just to kind of sit back and look at what you've accomplished and how far you've come? I mean, we're talking pre-COVID. You were at Dallas Baptist as an assistant coach. Fast forward 5 years, you're taking a team to the NCAA tournament. Have you allowed yourself to just think about how cool all of this has been for you?
Probably not like I should. I think part of the curse of coaching is that, you know, you see all the warts and you see all the landmines out in front of you. So I usually try to do that sometime in August when things are settled down and recruiting's done. But, you know, there have certainly been plenty of moments where I've been able to celebrate with my family and friends and my staff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a yes and no answer. Probably not like I should, but I've certainly enjoyed every step of the way.
Dan, we talk about a lot of the changes in college athletics, and we only really look at it through the lens of football and basketball. In your world, how have all of the changes in college athletics changed your job, changed your day-to-day?
Well, it's changed recruiting tremendously, where, you know, the model of recruiting a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid and walking them through high school and coaching them for 4 years in college and kind of watching them mature into, you know, grown men, like that has changed because the portal has just turned it into such a, we can just get older players who are more mature and further along in the development process. And therefore, you know, you get a 23-year-old to 24-year-old with 4 or 5 years of college experience under their belt. So it's changed the recruiting process, and it's certainly changed the you know, when you recruit a bunch of older guys, you're recruiting more guys the next year. So the numbers are different. Certainly the money in the NIL has changed everything, and that to varying degrees. You know, we're not running at the top of that world like some of the schools in the SEC are, but we've had to, you know, lean heavy on our supporters to be able to put together packages for players. And it's just, it is what it is. The thing that hasn't changed is the character and integrity and all those things, being a great teammate, competing, those things are and will always remain at the front of our program. So it's affected us, but not probably like other places, because we've stayed really true to that process of finding the right guys.
Right now, we're talking to Dan Fitzgerald. He is the manager for the Kansas Jayhawks. They are heading down to the Fayetteville Regional. They're going to take on Creighton Friday at 7 o'clock. You can catch that over on ESPN+. Dan, I want to say congratulations. You were named Big 12 Coach of the Year. Tell us how you found out that you won that award.
Oh, it's pretty cool, man. We were actually practicing at Dallas Baptist, the regional being down at Globe Life, and they played on the video board. You know, my staff had surprised me with a message from my three boys that my wife had put together. So, you know, my three boys who are 14, 13, and 11, you know, all of a sudden their faces popped up on the video board and they announced it. So pretty sweet moment, kind of hard to keep it together. So, that's something I'll remember until I'm old and lose my mind.
Dan, I imagine this has to be not only just a win for yourself. Obviously, you know, you're the one getting the accolades, you're the manager, but this has to be a win for your staff. If you look at, you know, what you guys have accomplished since you've taken over at KU, I mean, you guys won 25 games, 31, and now you won 43 games, and you're heading to the NCAA tournament. This is not just a bonus for you. This is a bonus for everybody who has been associated with helping you guys grow as a program.
Yeah, this is the administration. This is my staff, and obviously it's all about the players. So, you know, the individual awards always point to the work of a team the Coach of the Year thing, I very much look at that as a staff award. You know, there are so many things in the day-to-day of our program that, you know, I don't even think about anymore because we've delegated and we've kind of found our flow and kind of a finely tuned machine when it comes to our operation. So you hit the nail on the head, man. These are all staff awards, you know, an administration that's invested and poured into us. And, you know, Travis Goff has, you know, just done such an amazing job at KU since getting there, and his entire team of deputy ADs and support staff are just so elite. So yeah, these are always a team awards, and my staff is very deserving of all the accolades they receive.
Dan, just taking a look at the region that you guys are in, I imagine, obviously, Arkansas is a very tough, great program, great history. I'm guessing you probably would have picked this one. This is a very easy drive for your fans to be able to make the trip down to Fayetteville. It's got very much a regional feel with Arkansas, you guys, and then you also got Creighton in it. I mean, this is a really good region for you guys to be a part of.
No question. And, you know, there were 16 of them, and we were happy to be in any of the 16. You know, in year three, to be in the spot we're in, you know, we would have taken any of them, you know, and we were really close to hosting as well. And just to have that out in front of us as a goal in the future, obviously, is great. But, you know, I think that the big one is we are going to have a great outpouring from Jayhawk Nation. And there are so many fans that have traveled with us all year. And the NCAA regional in baseball is a little different in that they actually do try to keep it regionally. You know, in basketball, I think they line them up, you know, 1 through 64, and then they just start pairing numbers, 1 verse 64 and 2 verse 63. You know, to some degree, I know there's some nuance to that, but in our sport, it's very much they do try to keep it regionally. Now, the Big 12 had 8 teams in, so inevitably there's going to be someone from the Big 12 sent somewhere random, like TCU is going up to Oregon State, and so you end up with a little bit of that. But yeah, the regional thing for us is awesome. It's 4 great teams in this one. North Dakota State's got a really nice team and very competitive in their league. And then obviously Creighton had a fantastic year and is a great historical ball club. And then Arkansas is obviously the one seed there in hosting. So it's going to be a great 4-team tournament. We can't wait to get going on Friday night.
Right now, we're talking to Dan Fitzgerald for a couple more minutes. He is the manager for the Kansas Jayhawks. They are heading to the NCAA tournament. You mentioned how deep the Big 12 was this year. How is that depth and playing those teams on a week-in, week-out basis? How do you think that's helped prepare you for this next step of your season?
Yeah, I think we kind of look at the season in those different stages where you have the preseason that's, you know, preparing you for the season. And then you've got the non-conference that then prepares you for the conference and the conference that prepares you for conference tournament and et cetera, on and on. And yeah, I think the one thing in the Big 12 is that every pitching staff has someone at the top of that rotation that's going to, you know, pitch in the big leagues. And so very much the same in the SEC and really the same across most of college baseball. You just have guys that are going to pitch well into professional baseball in that Friday night spot. So I think you become very battle tested because every Friday night you got to be hooked up, and then Saturday is very similar, and you know, Sunday oftentimes comes down to who's tougher and who's got a better bullpen. So we've been tested by some great teams. I mean, you think about eight teams that are playing in the postseason, and we played all 7 of the other ones. So you know, it's an unbalanced schedule in the Big 12. So there are teams that didn't play, you know, some of the teams at the top. But we played them all. And so I feel like you think about facing 7 of those teams. That's a big chunk of the NCAA tournament that we've already faced. And then you look at some of our non-conference and the way that prepared us as well. So we are certainly battle-tested and won't be surprised by anything we see this weekend.
Dan, last question. I'll get you out of here. We appreciate your time. I know this is a busy time for you. All right, Dan, this is a 2-part question. We love asking people like you this question. Give us your best player that you've seen in college. Just you saw a guy play college baseball and you said he is going to be a star one day. Also, who is the best baseball player that you've seen in the pro level? Who's the best baseball player you've ever seen?
Best college player I've ever seen would be Dylan Cruz, who I got to coach at LSU. And most of the time when I get asked that question, I ask a follow-up of like, do you want someone besides Dylan Cruz? he was so next level. And then best big leaguer I've ever seen. Wow. You know, growing up in Minnesota, I got to see Kirby Puckett, who obviously is a Hall of Famer. You know, I got to see Clayton Kershaw pitch a couple times. That's probably the greatest lefty of our generation. I have not seen Ohtani in person. I saw Bobby Witt Jr. play 100 times in high school, and his dad's a buddy of mine, and I've gotten to see Bobby his whole life. So I would probably say I'd probably throw Bobby at the top of that list, given the fact that I've gotten to see him for so long, and I think he's such an exceptional talent. And it was very obvious early on in high school that he was going to be a all-star type big leaguer.
I got a chance to see Shohei play a couple of years ago. It was last year, actually, with the Angels. They're actually coming back to Kansas City here coming up in a couple of weeks. There haven't been many times that growing up in Kansas City that I know that I've been excited to see an opposing player hit a home run. I got a chance to see Shohei hit a home run. I actually stood up and clapped for it. I was just like, you know what? I might not ever see him hit a home run again.
Well, if you go to another one of his games, you'll see him hit a home run. But you could debate that he's in the conversation of greatest players in the history of the sport. I mean, to be able to do what he does on the mound. And I actually saw a video of him last night. I think it was last night on SportsCenter. He's throwing a live bullpen to hitters. So talk about a generational talent. That guy is really, really special.
That is Dan Fitzgerald. He is the manager for the Kansas Jayhawks. They play this Friday going up against Creighton. They're looking to make the College Baseball World Series. Dan, I want you to know that we are cheering for you on this show. We want you guys to go all the way to Omaha.
Thanks, buddy. Rock chalk.
Absolutely. That is Dan Fitzgerald joining us on the show today. Rob, you know what? I am willing to put my college alliance down for you guys.